For the next month or so, there will be very little seating inside the Arts Center Ziff Ballet Opera House. The plush chairs have all disappeared. Suspended from the ceiling is one of the biggest disco balls in existence, reflecting prisms of light all over the floor and walls. The theater has been transformed into a huge nightclub, big enough to hold 800 people. And not just any nightclub.
Essentially, we've built a recreation of Studio 54 here in Miami, but with all of the modern bells and whistles and using all the technology that's available to us in 2012.
The Donkey Show is a 1970s-style reimagining of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Arts Center Executive Vice President Scott Schiller says this is immersive theater, where the audience is part of the show.
Our scenic designers have built this set all around you. If you want to jump out there on the dance floor and dance with the actors, you're free to do that. If you want to sit back and sort of watch the action unfold in front of you, you could do that.
The Miami production boasts the largest cast in the 13-year history of the show, with 20 singers, dancers, roller skaters, and trapeze artists, all of them local talent. Miami-based choreographer Rosie Herrera is only 29 years old, but she says her knack for disco dancing is genetic.
Muscle memory from my father, who is the Cuban John Travolta.
Herrera says many Cubans who came to the United States in the 60s and 70s readily embraced the disco culture.
And I think that those people that are from cultures where social dance is an aspect of their everyday life, it was something that they could relate to, that felt close enough to home and different enough to be completely American.
There are those who claim the disco genre was born not on the streets of New York, but right here in South Florida.
Sometimes there were records that were hits in Miami that weren't hits in other parts of the country.
Harry Casey, better known as Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band, was raised in Hialeah and still calls Miami home. He says songwriting during the disco era was strongly influenced by the sounds he heard growing up here.
I mean, I grew up with the Motown sound, and what I did Keep It Coming Love, which was kind of a Latin-sounding song, was da-da-da-ba-ba-ba-da-da. Latin music's very danceable and very rhythmic, so it plays a very important role in what dance music is, absolutely.
Casey will be the guest host on Sundays for the last few weeks of the Donkey Show, which runs at the Arts Center through August 12th. Plenty of time for South Florida theatergoers to get out the old 45s and LPs and practice shaking their groove thing. I'm Christine DiMattei in Miami.